This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean, broadcasting live to 121 cities, broadcasting live into 53 countries. People are asking me all day long, Bradley, what do we do? And then I give you the answers, and this is what I hear back. We can't do anything. We're helpless and powerless, just like Julie did this morning. I said 328 million people in this country in defiance to tyranny concerning the 545 people, and I said, you're helpless? I said, are you kidding me? I said, the answer is this. You don't want to lift a finger. You don't love your country enough because you don't love your God enough. And you certainly don't love your children because if you did, you'd have a whole different attitude. I hear it all the time. People's conversation is constantly gloom and doom, gloom and doom. That's all I hear, folks, just for the record. I'm here to tell you what the answer is. And I want to tell you who gives that answer. His name is Jesus Christ, period. If you haven't watched me, go online. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to YouTube and click onto live chat. You can watch me. Tell me, do I look like a typical religious hypocrite to you? You can also jump over to beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com. Go over there, click onto YouTube, and join us on live chat. If you're driving, give us a call, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, we're going to be talking about, since when did Bill Gates become the president of the United States of America? Then why is every member on Donald Trump's coronavirus response team pushing Bill Gates' vaccinations? Folks, you know what's driving all of this, including the president of the United States of America and corrupt governors across the states in all 50 states of our union? Special interest groups. It shows you where their heart is. The love of money is the root of all evil. Their love for money is the root for to all evil. And folks, that's exactly what we're seeing. We're seeing their willingness to sell out themselves first and then their own people. And what they're doing is they're submitting themselves, these Judases are, Luke 11:22, verse 48, to that of special interest groups like that of Mr. Bill Gates. Isn't it interesting how these people are setting the narrative? Isn't it interesting that the president of the United States of America is trying to get you to buy what Anthony Fauci and Bill Gates is selling? Isn't that interesting how this works? Folks, my headline, I've gotten literally hundreds of responses. Everybody's talking about how bad Bill Gates is, and not one finger is pointed at the president of the United States of America, who is doing his best in getting you to buy what Bill Gates is selling. No wonder why this country is in the position that we're in today. I got Rod calling from Michigan. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, Rod, I know that you're calling in from Michigan, and I'm online right now, and I just got to say this, brother. You know, it's interesting what your governor's doing in that crazy state right now. As a matter of fact, a legal team just stood up to challenge your governor concerning the coronavirus order because your governor wants to ban homeschooling in your state right now. What's going on?
Well, brother, first of all, and I'll jump to that answer there, I guess I can tell you why it's going on. But I first of all want to take the time to thank the Almighty Lord up above for a man of your caliber doing what you do day in and day out, sacrificing your family, your time, to try to wake the sheep up of this country. We got a nation full of sheep. And getting back to your question, brother, what's going on? Well, I tell you, a lot of people are sitting on their hands, Bradley, wondering, you know, let's just go along with the orders. After all, the government said so, so it must be law. Let's do it. No, they can't. What I'm asking people to do, Bradley, is just get involved. Do something.
Isn't your governor also advocating for stores to shut down, selling seed to farmers and to those that garden, so on and so forth throughout your state as well?
There's an agenda here, Bradley. They want to bring in world government, one control, as you know. Yes, they want. Why do they want to stop seed so people can provide for their own and they can become a little socialist? That's exactly what they're pushing here, and they're liking what they're seeing, although there is some uprising. I talked to a friend of mine, Gary, from Michigan here a little while ago, and there's quite a few people on the Internet. But, you know, they won't let you buy seats, but you can go to the lottery, go buy a lottery ticket, Bradley. You know.
Or this one, you can add to the 60 million babies that have been murdered because we just seen the mainstream media push the narrative of a girl crying on television because she was angry because she couldn't travel to get an abortion that day. And, of course, they want you to lay your sympathies with a little devil like this that wants to kill the innocent fruit in her own womb that she's responsible for. And, again, this is what we're up against. In America, we need to begin to kick back. Let me ask you this, Rod from Michigan. How do we set the record straight in the state of Michigan? What's the phone number to the governor? How do we call and begin to protest and defy tyranny? Because we're seeing the mask of it on your governor, and we're seeing it as well across the United States of America. We've just seen it with none other than Northam again, this straight-up tyrant in Virginia who is literally, friends, passing bills during the downtime in this country, making marijuana legal, passing more gun legislation against gun owners. It's interesting how our said representatives throughout the United States of America, friends, are encouraged right now to go ahead and attack we, the people. They're not upholding the law, friends. They're attempting to tear down the law and recreate it in their own devilish images. And I got a question for all those that say they love their country. How is it that you stand by and allow this kind of stuff to go on in your state? I cannot answer that for you. But Rod, I can ask you, what do we do in the state of Michigan? To the people in the state of Michigan and all across the country, how would you encourage them to deal with this tyranny that we see at our front door in the country?
Well, Bradley, let me give you that number. You know, you mentioned Northrop, that moron in Virginia. All those protesters, those nut gun people that went there, and what a wonderful protest that was. But did you hear that jerk, that's what he is, I don't have a problem saying it, on Passover passed the abortion law?
Oh, yeah, they're daring the justice of God. Rod, can I get that phone number really quick, please?
Yes, concerning okay. There's two numbers here, Bradley. Call Governor Gretchen Whitmer, 517-373-3400. Leave a message, 517, the next number, 517-335-7858.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you, Rod. I totally appreciate it, folks. We're going to stick to the plan.
Thank you. From Wisconsin Christian News, I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
That one was free. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. If you want to call in at any time, please do. Thank you, Rod, from Michigan, my friend. If you want the answers as to how you're supposed to deal with the tyrants, you begin to protest. It was William Booth, the founder of Salvation Army. Not what you see today, friends. Not what you see today. William Booth said, if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. And how you trouble the present, friends, is being found in Christ, in righteousness, as you continue defy tyranny, which is assaulting us on a 24/7 basis in this country. It's just the facts. Like it or not, facts are stubborn things. Facts don't care about your feelings. It's what's happening right now, friends. They're already at your front door telling you what you're supposed to do, where you can go, where you can't go, what you can buy, what you can't buy, how many people you can be with. The list goes on. This is what the American people have put up with. But what's the response, like I said during the first segment? Well, you know, we're helpless. There's nothing we can do. No, it's not that. It's that there's nothing that you can do about it. There's nothing that you want to do about it. And I'm speaking to those that are encouraging tyrants by adding more strength to their tyranny by doing absolutely nothing about their tyranny. You're a part of the problem. Again, just for the record, it's my job to point the finger, and it's exactly what I'm doing. Torah means to find out as one definition. Webster's 1828 is to point the finger. It's my job to slay sin, not to fraternize with it, not to play the diplomat with it, friends, to call it out for what it is. Because I'm, hey folks, diplomacy and compromise is responsible for the position that we're in today. And this is exactly what we're seeing, by the way, concerning the professed churches. I've been blowing this trumpet for a lot of years concerning the compromisers, the hirelings, the whores, and the effeminates in the pulpit today, that they are the greatest advocates to what's going on in this country. And by the way, let me make this point really quick before we get over to our main topic here. Now, I'm not going to play and pretend with the Attorney General of the United States of America, Mr. Barr. I'm just not going to do it. He's responsible for a lot of crime. He's responsible for a lot of corruption. If you want to start and see the beginning of this criminal, the Attorney General, Mr. Barr. That's all you have to do is go back to Ruby Ridge, Randy Weaver and family. He attempted to do his best in covering up the crimes that the federal government committed against him and his family. And for those that didn't know, of course, the media didn't want you to know this, but I'm here to tell you what they didn't want you to know. Randy Weaver sued the government, the federal government, for $3 million, and he won. I just wanted you to know that. See, there's some people that are just not going to stand back and allow the federal government to shoot his wife in the head while holding a baby at the front door. There's just some people in this country that are not going to stand back and watch the federal government shoot his little 14-year-old boy dead, or his dog, or attempt to kill him and his partner. They're just not going to stand back. There's still those people in this country, America, that are called patriots because they believe in freedom. That is blood bought. And they stand up and live for the freedoms in which men sacrifice themselves and the hundreds of thousands in this country to give us. And going back to the greatest of sacrifices, his name is the captain of my salvation, Jesus Christ, who is, and his blood is the propitiation for the sins of mankind. And that blood is applied here, friends. And when you understand that you're a blood-bought people in the spiritual and in the natural, you are not going to tolerate this sort of corruption that you're tolerating today. But with that said, I just wanted to share that with you. Mr. Attorney General William Barr, appointed by none other than Donald Trump, of course, said that he would take action against officials who single out Christian organizations to enforce social distancing rules in place to reduce the spread of the new coronavirus that they have no narrative in support of. Folks, in support of, they have no narrative. The only narrative they have is running off the backs of the idiots that don't know the difference. And by the way, I didn't call them that. Vladimir Lenin did. People have always been and they will always be stupid victims of deceit and self-deception in politics. Vladimir Lenin. Okay? But this is what I want you to hear. All the churches that are just going along to appease the government's unlawful and unconstitutional executive orders, which are not congruent with the U.S. Constitution. They run antithetical to the U.S. Constitution and our God-given freedoms. Let me say it this way. The Bill of Rights, the first one, the Bill of Rights are the thou shall nots to government, friends. Not to just go ahead and intermeddle. Just go ahead and debate away our God-given freedoms. Just go ahead and do whatever you want, government. Reinterpret it for us because we don't know the difference between right and wrong. Rights and privileges, folks. If you believe that your rights come from the state, you have an evolutionary view of government. If you understand that the state and your said representatives work for you, you have a understanding of a biblical foundation. And that's who we are in this country. Read your state's preamble. But did you know that Mr. William Barr, and I understand how they promote in the South and then they condemn in the North. Listen carefully. They play the game because they want to confuse the people. But the Attorney General said during the sacred week for many Americans, Barr is monitoring government regulations of religious services. Barr spokeswoman Carrie Kupek wrote on Twitter Saturday night, ahead of that of Easter. It's not Easter, friends. It's called the Resurrection Day, right? Easter is a pagan holiday, for the record. What does a bunny and eggs have to do with Jesus Christ being crucified, buried, and resurrected after 3 days? What does that have to do with it? Absolutely nothing. Just like Santa Claus has nothing to do with Christmas, it's supposed to be a celebration of the birth of the Son of Man, right? But spokesperson Carrie Kupek wrote on Twitter that while social distancing policies, they got their foot in the door, are appropriate during this emergency, no emergency, friends, the CDC can't get their numbers straight, they must be applied even-handedly and not single out Christian organizations. So what you have here is you have, friends, under false pretenses, of course, but they don't want you to know the difference, that, listen, you need to leave the churches alone, governors, because, listen carefully, there can be lawful recompense. I want to tell you something, friends, firsthand. All across the country, where the church is standing up and having church, they're winning the day. See, which only falls back to what John Quincy Adams, the fifth president of the United States of America, when he rightly said, do all that you can do and leave the results up to God, which always falls in line with what I say almost every given radio show, that the Lord is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for. That's the history of the church. And the church is to be on the offensive, not on the defensive. But here you have the Attorney General, the criminal himself, telling the governors, you better back off the Christian church. And what are all these little effeminate pansies in the pulpits doing today, friends? They're just submitting themselves to the new edict given by the governor, regardless if it's according to law or not. I'm embarrassed for you, man. You should be ashamed of yourself. Look at the book, Genesis, all the way to the book of Revelations, and all those men and women that fought and bled and died, giving you the freedoms in which you have today throughout the beginning of time. And what do? All the while knowing that the coronavirus, the whole narrative is premised and predicated upon a lie. What do? You just go along, and this is exactly why you don't have any respect from the younger generation. And for those that know the Word of God and are born of the Spirit of God, John 3:3, no wonder why you don't have any respect from these people neither, because they know the difference. You know, the Chinese have a word, it's called crisis, and it has two definitions. One's danger and one's opportunity. When this happened, what, 5-6 weeks ago now, friends, when this all came down, this was a prime opportunity for the church to stand up and be counted. The primest of opportunities to show the world who Jesus Christ is, to show the world who the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is, in honor of those that went before you to give you the freedoms both in the natural and in the spiritual first, 2 Corinthians 3:17, and in the natural. You have God-given rights. You shamed them. You missed your opportunity. You made your excuses to what avail? When you run out of excuses, that's when you are and will get results, but not until then. You want everybody, and I'm talking to the hirelings in the pulpit, you want everybody to live according to you as being the standard. And I want to say something to you, Pharisee, Matthew 23:3. You're not the standard. Jesus Christ is the standard. This all reminds me of back in the 60s when Martin Luther King was thrown in jail for a month. For upholding the law is an issue of law, not color, friends. Ask him. And on Easter Day, he was freed. He went to the older generation and said to him, we need to march today. They said, no, we don't want to disturb people's holiday concerning Easter, they said. He said, there's not a better day throughout the year for us to stand up and to be called witnesses of the resurrection, what Scripture tells us. Guess what? The older generation sat down. You know who followed Martin Luther King Jr.? The younger people. They were in the youth groups. And again, it only goes back to show you that young people have no respect for what they see in the church. It's not the church, young people, just so you know.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
With all the talk of when to reopen the United States, New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo says states must be careful before reopening society.
We have to understand on the reopening, as much as we have this emotion, we want it to happen, we want it to happen now, and we can't take this anymore, and everyone feels the same. It is a delicate balance.
President Trump says it's his decision on when to start opening the United States and his alone, although he will be working with governors in each of the states to come up with a sensible plan. And former Vice President Joe Biden receiving a big endorsement as Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is endorsing him. That happened during a surprise appearance on the Vice President's livecast. Sanders also asking his supporters to support Biden and saying he will do what he can to help the former Vice President. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill, and again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017 now.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Okay, so you ready for this? I got some audio for you, I promise. I am not an exaggerator. I am not a sensationalist. But we just heard that our state governors now pushed it back to the 13th of May. Mark my words on this. That's not going to happen. People are already at the point of understanding what's going on. They've already got parties going on throughout the United States of America defying these unconstitutional executive orders. And they're going to keep pushing the envelope until the people push back and let them know who they work for. That's just the facts. That's just how things are rolling out right now. Okay? That's just how things are rolling out right now. Friends, I got a question for you. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. By the way, if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Period. We follow the Christ. John 14:6. 1 Timothy 2:5. Acts 4:12. We can also go over to 1 Corinthians 11:1. Paul said, follow me as I follow the Christ. Amen. Okay? If you want to watch us live, sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the right side of the page, click us on YouTube, join us on live chat. Same thing with beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. And can I just say this, friends? As you well know, we have not asked for support over the last 6 weeks. We're not a begging ministry. We never have been. I would just lay to your candor that please do not forget about this ministry during this time, because it seems like, I understand people are going through hard times, but do understand that we are not for profit here in any sense of the word. We survive off of the donations and gifts of the listeners, just for the record. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to donate, or go to the store and go to membership, become a son or a daughter of liberty. Please do consider that. We've been here for 21 years, and the only thing that we have to show you is a full basket filled with fruit, forgive me. And we've never come to you asking to fulfill a vision. We've already lived out our vision, and we're always bringing back the basket. If you'd like to check that basket out, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and you can see from other people what they have to say, what they've seen, so on and so forth. Now listen, the topic is this. Since when did Bill Gates become the president of the United States of America? People are trying to figure out why Billy Gates is setting the narrative, telling the American people or people on a global scale in other countries that, you know, we're not going to go back to normal until people have papers. Are you kidding me? Or you have a tattoo? Sounds like a star from the 30s, doesn't it? On the Jewish people or dissenters, right? I mean, think about that. Or what about this? What about Anthony Fauci? The guy doesn't have a leg to stand on. He's got zero credibility. Over the weekend, I guess, Donald Trump, the president, said that he was a sincere, valid advisor. That's what he called Anthony Fauci. Guys, Fauci's been exposed for his lies as much as the president has. How much credibility does Fauci have if the president says that? I mean, this is craziness, right? Which one's telling the truth? Neither one of them. Why do you say that? Because you see Donald Trump doing his best to make sure that you buy what Bill Gates is selling. Right? Matter of fact, did you know that listen to me. As a matter of fact, cross-check what I'm telling you. Every member on Donald Trump's coronavirus response team, did you know that they're all pushing Bill Gates' vaccinations? Oh, my goodness, when are you people going to wake up to what's going on here? I think a lot of people are, and I praise God for it. Thank you for the anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage, Isaiah 10:27. But again, since when did Bill Gates become the president of the United States? It shows you the power of special interest groups, does it not? Yes, it does. Again, why is everyone on Donald Trump's coronavirus response team, why are they all pushing Bill Gates and his vaccinations? Vladimir Lenin said people always have been and they always will be stupid victims of deceit and self-deception in politics. Went into town today, taking care of business, as usual, every day. Went into town, noticed more people had masks on. And I'm telling you what, my blood is just boiling. Shut the TV off. Go up to the cash register. And of course, when I'm up there, I'm always asking the cash register, so are you getting tired of this lunacy? And 9 times out of 10, they say they are. They see right through it. You look down at the paper, it says, the death toll from the coronavirus, 3 times as much. Remember, friends, it's all predicated upon propaganda. A lie. It all is. Okay? They never tell you the truth, because if they told you the truth, their narrative and their agenda would crumble to the ground. They don't want that to happen. Last week we had Mr. Senator from the state of Minnesota, Senator Jensen, tell the American people, this went nationwide by the way, real quick, that he received 7 pages from the government, basically telling him he's a doctor and a senator in the state of Minnesota. He had told the American people that those 7 pages were filled with instructions as how he was supposed to be coached in equating deaths of elderly people to COVID-19, regardless if that's how they died or not. He said, doctor up the papers. It's all predicated on a lie. Okay? Question all of its origins. Question all of its authenticities. Question the government that you don't trust. Question the media that you know are a bunch of liars. Now they told you the truth, right? There's still some people that go along with their own hypocrisies. It's got to be a terrible place to read. Read Romans 1, or live, Romans 1:18. Read it when you get a moment. So today in America, you have the President of the United States under false and contrived pretenses, advocating along with Dr. Anthony Fauci and Bill Gates to push forth their global agenda. You have to ask yourself, friends, really, who's the president? I can tell you. Because you're seeing it right now. Who's got the money? And the American people know this, but they allow this, right? And as I said, as a matter of fact, every one of the president's Trump's coronavirus response team members is fronting for what Bill Gates is selling. This is a fact. Double check me. Okay? Is this how you make America great again, friends? I'm just curious. This is without a doubt a pre-planned, we know this to be true, global agenda, again, that is predicated on criminal fraud. Read Jeremiah 11:9. Last week I played audio from Bill Gates in 2015 and Anthony Fauci forecasting the virus in 2017. I played the audio for you. Okay. Now, each one of these videos or audios that I played for you and that I'm going to play for you, because I did those last week, those two that I just highlighted, both Fauci and that of Bill Gates, I'm going to play this for you so you can understand who Bill Gates is. And you can understand his foundation. This is outstanding audio. It came from he's a historian named Danny Garcia. Check this out, friends. Check this out.
Nearly 2,400 years ago in ancient Greece, Plato discussed the importance of population control. Aristotle advocated the use of abortion and infanticide. In 1798, an essay on the principle of population was written by Thomas Malthus. He outlined the idea of positive checks, which are diseases, wars, disasters, famines, and genocides. Malthus believed that these things should be utilized to increase the death rate, and believed that human misery was an absolute necessary consequence. In 1859, Charles Darwin published The Origin of Species. In it, Darwin only hinted at the implications of human populations, but his cousin, Sir Francis Galton, became obsessed with the idea. In 1883, Galton published Inquiries into Human Faculty and Its Development, wherein he wrote that his intention is to touch on various topics more or less connected with that of the cultivation of race, or, as we might call it, with eugenic. The term comes from the Greek word eugenis, of noble birth. In the early 20th century, eugenics became an academic discipline in universities. Organizations were formed and funded to win public support. The Kaiser Wilhelm Institute and the Cold Spring Harbor Institute rejected the idea that all humans are born equal and began selling the idea of cultivating a new master race of noble bloodlines. Planned Parenthood was formed in America by racial eugenics advocate Margaret Sanger.
Listen to the correlation.
President of IBM, Thomas J. Watson, established a special subsidiary in Poland called Watson Business Machines to assist in the Nazi invasion of Poland.
There's Nazis again.
This business continued throughout the war, and IBM managed the entire operation from their headquarters in New York. During the Nuremberg trials, the Nazis quoted U.S. Supreme Court Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes in their own defense. They claimed that their eugenics program was being run from the United States. The Nazis were rightly admonished for war crimes, but not Thomas Watson. He went on to create the IBM World Trade Corporation and passed IBM on to his son. His granddaughter ended up marrying Margaret Sanger's grandson. Bill Gates' father worked on the board for Planned Parenthood.
His
mother worked on the corporate board for IBM, who Bill partnered with to create Microsoft. With no medical background, Bill Gates then went on to become the world's foremost pusher of vaccines and population control. Do you think this is all coincidence? The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation funds the WHO, the NIH, the CDC, and the UN. And now he is saying that until we get mass vaccinations, we might never be able to gather in groups.
And which activities like mass gatherings may be, in a certain sense, more optional. And so until you're widely vaccinated, those may not come back at all.
the president's coronavirus response team are all pushing the Bill Gates vaccination agenda. Dr. Fauci is on the leadership council for the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
Guy right next to the president.
In January of 2017, Anthony Fauci told a crowd at Georgetown University that there would be a surprise outbreak during the Trump presidency.
There is no question that there will be a challenge the coming administration in the arena of infectious diseases, both chronic
and
infectious diseases.
We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back, and we'll replay the rest of this. Pay attention to the details. Anybody notice the alliance?
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Karen from Harrison, Arkansas. My husband James and I are proud to supporters of the Sons of Liberty radio program. We love the way Brad delivers God's word and how he brings in the Constitution to his ministry. We pray that your ministry will continue to grow and reach more people in the future. May God bless both of you.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Join us on Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E. Again, if you want to call in, please do. That number is 1-866-582-9933. I just realized we're in our last segment already. Talking about since when did Bill Gates become the president of the United States of America? Well, everybody will say he's not. Well, then quit parroting everything the guy has to say. Quit parroting everything he has to say. Are you listening to the alliance, friends? Are you hearing this Nazi thing? This Nazi reoccurring theme going on today? We've been talking about it for years on this show. Not because that's where I thought we had to go, but that's where we were led to go. Romans 8:14 by the Holy Ghost. The best way to predict the future is to know the past. It's all we watch around this place is documentaries. I love history. And I'll tell you what, I'm trying to warn people that history is repeating itself. And I can tell you his dash story is telling you, speaking of the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, is telling you to go back to the old past. He's telling you, not asking you, commanding you, not suggesting to you, for you to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew chapter 3, verse 2. Acts 2:38. Go to Acts 20, verse 21. You'll know exactly what I'm talking about. Galatians 3:24. Folks, if he's not the president of the United States of America, what you have to ask your question is, the question to yourself is this: why is every member on Donald Trump's coronavirus response team pushing his vaccinations? It shows you the power of special interest. It also shows you blatantly, along with the administration and special interest groups, the illegalities of what they're doing today. This is crime. This is criminal, friends. Is what's taking place here. I got another video on this, sonsoflibertymedia.com. That's the name of the article. Since when did Bill Gates become the president? It's on the front page today. We also have the CDC manipulating data. They're confusing people on purpose. Read Daniel 9:7. They're confusing the American people on purpose. They're trying to validate that which they cannot validate. They're trying to justify that which they cannot justify. And I played enough audio over the last how many weeks concerning this fraud that they're perpetuating on the American people. You know, I would ask those that are going along with this fraud, can you show me anywhere, anything that can actually substantiate what is happening according to the mainstream media? You can't. Isn't that crazy? The burden of proof falls on them and they can't prove it, yet there's people in this country that are buying it. You know, the Bible says, buy the truth and sell it not. Doesn't say anything about buying the lie and then spread the lie. My goodness, friends. I want to get back to this. This is outstanding. This is a name of a guy. He's a historian named Danny Garcia. And it is outstanding information. It tells you exactly who Bill and Melinda Gates are. And it's not good. Notice who Bill Gates' parents are. I'm going to rewind it just a little bit, and I'm going to play it out. Listen to the specifics of what Danny actually commentated for you through his research. And it comes as no surprise. This is an alliance of hell, Isaiah 28, verse 18. Let me finish it, though. Be encouraged. Which will be disannulled again, but at the cost of how many lives? That's what I'm trying to prevent, because prevention is better than cure. Right? Listen to the specifics concerning Danny Garcia's findings here. Go ahead.
Are born equal and began selling the idea of cultivating a new master race of noble bloodlines. Planned Parenthood was formed in America by racial eugenics advocate Margaret Sanger. President of IBM, Thomas J. Watson, established a special subsidiary in Poland called Watson Business Machines to assist in the Nazi invasion of Poland. This business continued throughout the war, and IBM managed the entire operation from their headquarters in New York. During the Nuremberg trials, the Nazis quoted U.S. Supreme Court Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes in their own defense. They claimed that their eugenics program was being run from the United States. The Nazis were rightly admonished for war crimes, but not Thomas Watson. He went on to create the IBM World Trade Corporation and passed IBM on to his son. His granddaughter ended up marrying Margaret Sanger's grandson. Bill Gates' father worked on the board for Planned Parenthood, and his mother worked on the corporate board for IBM, who Bill partnered with to create Microsoft. With no medical background, Bill Gates then went on to become the world's foremost pusher of vaccines and population control. Do you think this is all coincidence?
Nope.
The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation funds the WHO, the NIH, the CDC, and the UN. And now he is saying that until we get mass vaccinations, we might never be able to gather.
Who's pushing this narrative more than the president?
Gatherings may be, in a certain sense, more optional. And so until you're widely vaccinated, those may not come back at all.
The
president's coronavirus response team are all pushing the Bill Gates vaccination agenda. Dr. Fauci is on the leadership council for the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. In January of 2017, Anthony Fauci told a crowd at Georgetown University that there would be a surprise outbreak during the Trump presidency.
There is no question that there will be a challenge to the coming administration in the arena of infectious diseases, both chronic infectious diseases in the sense of already ongoing disease, and we have certainly a large burden of that, but also there will be a surprise outbreak.
Deborah Birx is a board member for the Global Fund to Fight AIDS, Tuberculosis, and Malaria, which was founded by the Gates Foundation and known for millions of dollars of fraudulent misuse of funds. In October of 2019, Bill Gates sponsored Event 201, a simulation that estimated 65 million people killed by coronavirus. In November of 2019, the Purebright Institute, funded by Bill Gates, was granted European patent number EP3172319B1 for a coronavirus vaccine that may be used to treat humans. Today, Dr. Fauci says the virus will keep coming back, and he says the ultimate game changer will be a new vaccine. In Australia, the Prime Minister is telling people the shutdown will last months, that it's the new normal, and that the only way out of your homes is to accept the vaccine. There is no proof that vaccines are the answer. In fact, the CDC admitted in federal court that it does not have studies to support the claim that vaccines do not cause autism. A top UN scientist admitted that vaccines are killing people. It is time to do some hard thinking.
Amen.
Will you allow your government to impose forced vaccinations?
Nope.
For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Thank you very much. That was great. That was outstanding. That was taken from our friend Danny Garcia. Oh, and by the way, I'm sorry if I've been saying Fossey wrong, Bill. I just seen you over there on live chat. It sounds like there's a Chinese expression to that. I'm not being funny, right? It's interesting. When you do this job, you got to learn how to say all these names. Let's just stick to the American names, right? Fauci, what's that, Italiano, or what's up? Anyways, is this incredible? You have to understand, those that have been in government for a length of time, they really think that they are above the rest of us. Now, you have to understand where they've extracted this thought from, this thought process. They've extracted this from the people that allow them to do the things that they are doing. It's like the bully, right? It's like the bully at public schools. Everybody had them. I'll tell you what, I had them too. But I thank God for my big brother who used to beat me up day in and day out sometimes. He used to make me put the gloves on and fight him almost every night when I became a certain age. What was crazy, though, is I had bullies in school because I was a little guy up until ninth grade. My brother ends up going into the military, and I'm there all by myself. I thank God for my brother that used to beat the tar out of me. Because once I got into ninth grade, all of a sudden those bullies, seen when my brother wasn't around, I now had my opportunity to set the record straight, and I did. They wanted to test their steel with this little skinny kid from North Minneapolis, and they did. Matter of fact, I went on, by the grace of God, to win city in Golden Gloves boxing. Not trying to give myself accolade, but I'll tell you what, God put something in this boy, in his son, through Jesus Christ, that's not going to sit down and capitulate in the face of the enemy. No, I've learned early on, I've got to take it directly to the enemy. And I got to teach the bullies that you're not going to do this to me any longer. You have to set the record straight, friends. Don't become effeminized. Don't let them gut the pith and marrow out of who you are as a man or a woman. Stand up and fight the good fight. Trust in God. And I'll tell you what, keep your powder dry.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.